Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Family Life Perspectives is sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian psychological clinic whose expertise covers all areas of mental health and substance abuse. Listen as the professionals of Perspectives teach practical skills and offer advice on how to cope with the difficulties and stress of life, including topics that affect you and your family like depression and anxiety to relationship, teen, and children's issues. And now, here's today's Family Life Perspectives.
Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Today is Thursday. This is Christina Broomfield, and I'll be hosting. Thank you for joining us. With me in the studio is Dr. William Guy. Dr. Guy is a medical doctor, a psychiatrist. He is on staff here at Perspectives of Troy Counseling, as well as, I think, five other offices he's at. Is that true, Dr. Guy?
Yeah.
There he does a lot of work, a lot of traveling, a lot of speaking, and we are just so blessed to have him with us today. The topic of the week since Monday, and this is a part one, we'll be moving into part two as well, there's so much to talk about, is the topic of marijuana, pot, and you have really outlined the dangers of especially in smoking pot prior to the full maturation of the brain at age 25 or thereabouts. But today, before we went on the air, you said, you know what, Christina, I can't believe what people are giving up in terms of careers. And could you share a little bit about how this epidemic, and I'm calling it that, because of states legalizing the medical usage and moving into recreational use, what are we going to be seeing with our workforce?
Well, the problem, you know, we have a couple things going on. Right now in Michigan, the economy has, I don't think it's ever been better in my entire life. I've never seen people have such an easy time to get a job right now. When I was in college, for the first couple of years, I worked construction. My family's in the construction industry. My father was the labor secretary for the union local, for the laborers local union there. Anyway, because my family was involved, my uncles were involved in the union as well, I got a job in construction as a laborer. Now, one thing that bothered me at the time was that labor is considered unskilled labor. The skilled laborers were the electricians, the carpenters, the other guys, the glass workers, the operators, the machine operators, the electrical engineers. These guys were the skilled laborers, and they were making big bucks. And I was shocked to discover that you could not get into those fields. You could not be trained in those fields unless you had a relative, a father or somebody that was already in those unions. It was closed. There was no way to even be trained for that. That's where we're now, because our population has changed and people just aren't interested in skilled labor, I guess. We don't have enough people. Our state is, our country is in danger of falling apart because we don't have enough skilled laborers. And our state has taken an active role in trying to recruit people for these. And so right now, many of these areas, they're going to pay you $25 an hour.
You
to
may
be
getting a whole lot of phone calls after this
an
program.
Hour to be trained. Just go to wwmiroadtowork.org, Michigan Apprenticeships, okay? And they'll pay you $25. And, okay, before you call the Perspectives,
the front
please
desk.
Go to my YouTube and just rewind this part. You're going to don't overwhelm them with requests for this email address, okay? It's wwmiroadtowork.org and then Michigan Apprenticeships. But that should get you in the neighborhood, okay? But anyway, so they'll pay you like $25 an hour to be trained. Some are 2 years, some are 4 year. But at the end, some of these positions are six-figure income jobs. Now, what's happening? People are, they're going to work, and they'll go for a couple of weeks and then not show up for a few days and think they'll keep their job. So bad work ethic is one problem. But the big one is can't pass a drug test.
I knew we were going to get back to pot.
Marijuana means so much that they would jeopardize literally millions of dollars. Literally millions of dollars in potential income because they like it that much.
It truly is an epidemic. I asked you before we went on air, Dr. Guy, if it was your opinion that the use of marijuana is at its all-time high, will continue to become as it is legalized, and more so than any other drug.
Yeah, I think the future will be the all-time high. I don't think we've reached it yet. It's going to continue to rise, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's immediate gratification, and with the people think it's natural and safe.
Well, don't they think that's the piece?
They do. That's the idea.
You know, if you threw out heroin or LSD or, I mean, any of these other drugs, right away, risk.
Yeah, yeah.
But the argument is that pot is safe.
It's safe.
Medical use is
damage,
great.
As we've described, the damage to people under the age of 25 mm-hmm. is interference with the maturation of the brain.
And you can't recoup. I'm circling back to that.
Yeah,
it's
almost
like, you know, the idea that there's, you know.
But it doesn't hurt.
You get second chances.
It doesn't hurt, though. So what if I have a 15-year-old brain?
Uh-huh.
I've always had a 15-year-old brain.
Because
so I'm
they
not,
don't know.
They don't know what they're missing. So
they don't feel anything.
It doesn't give them a headache, okay?
Yeah, but we're going to head for a society that is nothing but 15-year-old brains, right?
Yeah.
Let's pause, hear from our sponsor. We'll be right back.
It wasn't that long ago that everything seemed fine. Things were relatively normal. But now, instead of smooth sailing, your life has turned into complete turmoil, and you feel completely overwhelmed. You need to know that there is help. You don't have to walk this path alone because of the help that's available at Perspectives Christian Counseling Centers. At Perspectives, our specialty is Christian counseling. Each and every one of our over 35 therapists is a caring Christian professional. Perspectives can help with troubling issues such as anxiety and depression, self-esteem, anger, and addiction. We have Christian therapists that also specialize in children, teen, and family therapy, even biblically based marriage counseling. At Perspectives Christian Counseling, we know that life is quite unpredictable. It's very easy to go from smooth sailing one day to complete turmoil the next, but you don't have to walk alone. There is help. Call and make an appointment with one of our caring Christian therapists today. Take the first step. Call Perspectives Christian Counseling right now. The number for the Troy location at Big Beaver and Crooks is 248-244-8644. And for the Sterling Heights office at 17 Mile and Ryan, call 586-268-6712.
Welcome back to Family Life Perspectives, talking with Dr. Guy just before our break. Since Monday, the dangers of pot, the dangers of drugs, this drug, the fact that we as a society have, gosh, I'm getting the sense that really been fooled.
Well, part of it is the confusing thing is that marijuana is not just one thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's many things. Again, like 500 chemicals, about 100 of them are cannabinoids. The biggest two are THC or Delta-9 THC
mm-hmm.
and cannabidiol. Cannabidiol, in the 1970s, the ratio of cannabidiol to THC was 1 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
Then by the time you get to around 93, it's 1 to 3. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have some strains that are over 95% THC. Okay.
So the part of the pot that is the danger.
The bad part of the pot is increased like crazy.
Yeah.
Now, when we talked about increased risk of schizophrenia,
mm-hmm.
if you go back to 1970, even back to 1992, the risk of schizophrenia was not as high as it is today. Okay. That came with the more THC and the lower the CBD. You don't get the benefits of CBD
mm-hmm.
if you use the current stuff that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, again, I am not against CBD by itself. People do get
that's
pure.
That's one of the chemicals.
Yeah, pure cannabidiol, that I have no problem with that. Okay. That is, it actually is good. Neurologically, it is good. It increases brain derived neurotrophic factor, which is healthy. That's
good. Are we doing that?
It is used for that. Yes, yes. It's actually prescription right now. You can get it for intractable seizures, for example.
Okay.
So it's good for a few things, and
mm-hmm.
I am not against it at all.
Mm-hmm.
But if there is any THC, and some blends talk about, you know, high CBD, but there's still THC. If there's any THC, I don't support that.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because of these factors that we've talked about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it interferes with the development of the brain. If you're over the 25, the risk is less. However, there's still some cognitive and emotional issues that it's going to cause problems with.
And you talked about our IQ continually increasing.
Yeah. Normally, your IQ should continue to rise until you're 65.
But this THC...
Yeah, if not you only... use, especially if you're using before 18 and before,
mm-hmm.
Then you're then if you take a look at the IQ at 18 and 30, well, I forget, it was 35, it goes down. Mm-hmm. Instead of going progressively up, it literally goes the other way. And these are people who are doing about 3 grams a day.
Which, now, this isn't my field at all, but mm-hmm. 3 grams a day
is a lot of
heavy.
That's a lot of weed.
So
yeah.
If you could help me...
couple of blunts.
Like, is it two joints a day, three
no,
joints?
I mean, usually, just... unless you roll them really big.
Okay.
Yeah, a joint is usually about a gram.
Okay. Okay, so if someone is using it for medical purposes, mm-hmm. and they're going to the clinic and they're getting
I've
it.
Got their glaucoma, their PTSD, mm-hmm. whatever.
And know. They're getting that buzz, which tells you that it has
THC.
The THC
yeah.
in it.
Yeah.
But they have no clue that it is damaging their...
Well, the thing is okay, if they're over 25,
mm-hmm.
Then their 5-HT1A receptors are being downregulated, which means their ability to feel contentment is going down.
Now, okay, and the anger is going
yeah,
up.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you know, some people have very easygoing personalities,
mm-hmm.
easygoing temperaments, easygoing character, so you don't notice it very much. This happens gradually. This
mm-hmm.
is not something you take it and you go crazy a couple months from it. No, you take this over the years, you gradually evolve into a less tolerant person. Now, some people are type A, very aggressive, very nasty to start with, and if they smoke it, you know it right away. They're more paranoid and mean, okay? They're just mean and difficult to be around, all right? And then other people are more easy, laid back, and it'll take years before you notice.
It's the frog in water.
Yeah.
In the boiling water.
Mm-hmm.
So as we move forward as a society in this, and as you said, first we legalize the medical use, and then we move into the recreational
yep.
use.
Oh yeah.
Are there places that we can read more, learn more? I mean, the debate here.
Yeah, the thing is, it's out there for. This is a religion. I mean, seriously, when I describe to people the damage that they're doing. The responses that I get, you would think that I criticize the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You would think that I have said something about their God.
Mm-hmm.
They respond, not everybody. Now, mm-hmm. unfortunately, I would say about half the people I talk to will accept it and say, you know, I don't want this stuff anymore. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, they say, well, it's the first time anybody explained to me what it's doing,
mm-hmm.
which is great. But then the other half become, well, you're one expert. There are 100 others who tell me how wonderful this is.
Yes.
And you know what? This is a $1 billion industry. And if you don't use Google Scholar, if you use plain old regular Google,
mm-hmm.
you're going to get, for every one hit that's a valid actual scientific study, you are going to get 900 that are anecdotal reports from potheads who love marijuana or people who are trying to sell this stuff to you.
So you said something, and as we close out this morning, I wanted to point that out, a $1 billion industry.
Yeah.
And so the question on the table as to why this information is not more widespread and more available, it's a $1 billion
industry. Follow the money. Yeah.
Follow the money. And that's so sad.
To double my income, all I have to do is become a marijuana prescriber.
Yep. You know, I want to encourage our listeners to tune in tomorrow, Friday, as we close out this week on this topic. Visit our website. You know, maybe we can even get a link up to your YouTube channel. But we want our listeners to be informed. And when I think about how wonderfully and fearfully we are made, we need to pay attention to what you are saying and move forward in that. So can you be back with us tomorrow?
Sure can.
All right.
Thank you for listening to Family Life Perspectives, sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers. We trust that this program has given you valuable insights that you can put to use today. Perspectives has a full staff of professional Christian therapists ready to help. For an appointment with a specialist in your area of need, call Perspectives Counseling Centers right now. The number for the Troy location is 248-244-8644. And for Sterling Heights, call 586-268-6712.